archery hits the spot. In September, the Blind Veterans UK Archery Club came together in Rustington for their bi-annual club championships and presentation. There are currently around 12 members in the Blind Veterans UK Archery Club. Clive Jones, chairman of the Blind Veterans UK Bowmen, organises the activities. Clive says, "It's fantastic to be able to come to Rustington as a group and shoot together. We've got archers from all over the country, so these weeks are our opportunity to catch up and enjoy a bit of friendly competition. We're a very welcoming and relaxed club. In fact, archery is a very relaxing sport for any age, ability and disability. I have PTSD, but once I get the bow in my hand, I relax." During the week, the group also enjoyed a team shoot against four RAF archers and another against the Worthing and New Haven archers. Sadly, victory escaped them on both occasions. Members of the club spoke about what archery means to them and how they came to get involved. The group unanimously said they hope to increase their membership and are ready and waiting to welcome those who want to try it out. Peter Price, 75, from Peterborough, stayed at Rustington for the week with his wife Linda, who was acting as his spotter while he was shooting. Peter began being supported by the charity in 2010 and first tried archery during his induction week. He's also a silver medal winner from the World Archery Para Championships. Peter says, "When I joined the charity, I had a go at archery and decided to carry it on. Archery is now my life. It keeps me fit. I shoot in my garden 4 or 5 times a week all year round. The Blind Veterans UK Bowmen is great for the social aspect. We're a family with military banter. It isn't just about the shooting. There are local archery clubs all around the country that you can pop in along to and have a taster session." Peter explained that there are different categories within the sport for those with sight loss. B1s can't see anything. B2s and B3s use a tactile sight guide that they put the back of their hand up against to feel where they should hold the bow. And V1 open is for all those who are able to use the bow sight. Peter uses a tactile sight guide. He says, "We have adaptations in place, but a lot of it is about muscle memory and practice, practice, practice. I can't see the lines of the target. It's like looking through a frosted bathroom window. Therefore, my wife Linda is my spotter, and she calls out where the arrow has gone. I then know if I need to adjust my shot. If I miss, it's her fault." Ron Dury, 71, from Bracknell, has been taking part in archery for around 6 years. He says, "I talk about archery all the time, and I'm very competitive. The great thing about it is how inclusive it is. I actually compete at my local club against fully sighted people." Carol Davies, 73, from Skegness, is the current secretary of British Blind Sport Archery. Carol discovered archery during her induction week with Blind Veterans UK and then went on to attend our Archery Week Centre activity. She says, "Archery is a challenging sport. I'm B2 class, so I use a tactile sight guide attached to a tripod. There is a spirit level on my tripod to ensure the guide is straight. The tripod also has foot locators so I can line my body up. The bow we use is exactly the same as fully sighted archers. I was in my 30s when I began to lose my sight. I can see shapes and movement, but no detail, and I couldn't be without my cane. I would urge anyone to come and have a go at archery. The camaraderie is fantastic and it gets you out and about and keeps you fit. It's nice to have an interest to keep your mind active, and we have a great laugh." To find out more about the Blind Veterans UK Bowmen, email Clive Jones at dragoneye67@sky.com.